This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We work out a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE.
Well,
watch your laptop, dude. You like sent that thing flying. Sorry. Careful.
Rolling over to the windowplex, I can see we have another day of light breezes, cloudiness, and stuffiness. It's hot as hell, probably around 90 degrees. Got a slight breeze coming out of the east, but so are the plains. So that means there's basically no wind. And it's mostly cloudy, so it's probably going to rain at some point during the course of the day. I can't tell you when, because it looks like it can rain any second. Other than that, enjoy your Thursday.
Go. Enjoy it, everybody. And stay cool. I think it's going to rain like holy hell later, though. So you might want to hurry your butt.
Yesterday, I thought it was going to rain a lot, and it just was a little... nothing.
Sometimes you get those sweeping downpours for literally like 3 minutes.
It just says it's going to be cloudy for most of the day. It's nothing to really worry about.
You think these clouds ain't raining?
Headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
The Copa America final is set. It is going to be Colombia versus Argentina on Sunday.
It is Argentina and not Solana.
Speaking of Solana, if you guys want to watch this game with him and WQAM are going to be out at Mickey Burns in downtown Hollywood for a block party for the Copa Finals. The block party starts at 2 p.m. There will be live music, food trucks, ice cold beer specials all day and night.
And you guys can, three fights in the back.
And you guys can enter to win a pair of Inter Miami tickets. Go see Messi and them boys play. A lot of other cool giveaways as well. Yeah, hopefully.
It just seems like
hopefully we don't have any street fights. We don't have any fights in the stands like we did.
That's crazy.
Right. Uruguay yesterday, getting after it with fisticuffs.
Wow.
Soccer melees. Never happens at the Pinks, though. And it never gets that rowdy over there, does it? It seems like more of a party.
It's just a party. Most of these times, soccer is just a party.
Yeah.
I mean, they do let you bring, like, 7-piece drums into the stadium. I don't know. Like, you got to buy that thing a seat, sir.
Yeah.
Drum kit.
What are we going to make? Yeah, yesterday, Dan Day, Team USA fired their coach. Was it Berhalter?
Yeah, Greg Berhalter.
Greg Berhalter got the heave-ho yesterday. A surprise or not a surprise after their pad performance in Copa?
Not a surprise. I did think they were going to keep him along just simply because of the Olympics, but the writing was on the wall after the absolutely terrible performance at the Copa America. And remember, he was coach. Then he went away for a while. Then they rehired him back. And they never seemed like they really were sure of themselves when they hired him back. I think it was one of those things. They just needed a coach. And after that, and just the attitude of the team looks like they're losers. They play like they're losers. They don't have an identity. I'm a little sour on the team right now, if you can't tell. But, yeah, it had to happen. So I would prefer maybe Tata Martino. He's done good in Argentina. He's done good with the Mexican national team, Inter Miami, Barcelona. He might have the right attitude for this USA team.
I'm seeing a story that Jurgen Klopp has rejected an offer to become the U.S. head coach.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
He was with Liverpool.
Well, he's not a...
How does that work with your other duties? Like, when do you, like, coach?
It's like the players. You step away for your international duty and do some coaching and then go back to your club team.
Wow. That's crazy. Soccer is the only sport you can get paid by two organizations to do the same job.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Imagine Eric Spoelstra coaching.
No, I'm saying, listen, there ain't no other sport that you can leave the team that's paying you to go play for your country other than soccer.
Yeah.
I mean, because everybody else takes a break.
Everybody else takes a break. Russia, hockey, they take a break.
Yep.
Go on over there. They don't have the scrubs keep it going.
They don't even have golf tournaments.
Crazy. That is the world of soccer right now. Meanwhile, in basketball, Nikola Jovic, for those who missed, he will not be traveling with Serbia to their couple of exhibitions before the Olympic play starts up. Now, I did have to Google Translate Serbian reports. But it seems like they believe he'll be good to go for group play.
You didn't have to translate.
What?
You're going to say whatever anyway.
That's not true. I saw reports yesterday. They were on like Twitter.
COVID translate.
Yeah.
I went over there. I saw some reports on some like Heat Twitter accounts. And I'm like, well, I haven't seen that anywhere. So then I go and I look up Jovic. And then I look at a bunch of Serbian text. I'm like, well, I got to translate this. I don't know who this guy is. He could be Serbian Woj. He could be some
troll.
You
have no idea, but you ran with it.
Well, no, then I saw the footage in Serbian of the Serbian coach. His name escapes me. But he said some things in Serbian, but I saw Jovic. And so I was like, oh, then he's got to be talking about him.
Can I just say?
What?
Our information getting sucks.
Why?
He did the research.
I'm just looking at Jovic. It says he just got out of the boot, and they don't want to rush. You know, get no rushes along for Jovic. They got to have him. He's going to be their starting power forward. You know? Joker and Nico.
Jovic can win the silver medal for his country, but can't get 10, 15 minutes with the Heat? Huh?
Well, he did eventually.
Everybody else got hurt.
Took him to the middle of the year, and then he held into the job. I'm so proud of you.
Maybe all that basketball he played for, like FIBA in the offseason, helped him this past season. Kind of like
I think it did.
Jaime
That's
Hawkins
how
Jr.
I got my opportunity. I ain't gonna lie.
See, check out this guy. This name is Selektor Bisic.
No, you're not saying it right,
dude. I definitely am saying that right.
No, you're not. Put the name up.
Say it again.
Hold on, let me copy paste. All right.
Is this the coach for Serbia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Selektor Bisic. And he says something about Nikola Jovic.
No, it's not something about. He either said it or he didn't.
Well, they don't have the translate button on this Twitter. Now, if I take this and I copy paste, I put into Google Translate.
There's a Serbian to English translate?
Oh, yeah.
They got everything.
The coach, Pesic, announced that injured Nikola Jovic and Dejan Vidadac, who injured his hip during a fall with the Dutch national team, will not travel with the national team.
Wait, the Dutch national team?
Yeah. I guess he's double dipping.
Wait, how's he?
Then there's this guy.
Serbian and Dutch.
I don't know.
You don't think that's a more incredible story than?
Just don't people dual citizenship all over the place.
You don't play for both teams!
Why would you play for the Dutch? They don't have a team. Go play for Serbia. Get a chance.
They just said he was missing games because of his...
Let's see. Pesic says, we've been working for 2 weeks. Now it's possible to do everything as planned. Da-da-da-da. Man, I hope this is translating right.
I was going to say, maybe the translation is he hurt himself versus the Dutch team.
All right, this is from Marco. Oof, this guy's got a name.
You should know these guys.
How are you supposed to say an L?
Let me see. You want me to have a stab at it?
I'll put it. Marco.
Where is it?
This one. Humbomirovic.
That's an L, dude.
No. It's an L and a J. You pick. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Juba Mirovic. Mirjavic.
Yeah. Well, whatever. He says on...
Marco.
You got the Marco right.
Yeah, we all know it's Marco. We know you nailed that one. Thank you.
Lubomirovic.
Nice. Nice landing.
Yeah, you seem like you
nailed it.
Yeah, you came nowhere close. Hey, apologize to me.
Hey, why y'all messing around? Okay.
Anyway, he tweeted out yesterday. Now he only got how many followers does he have? He's got. It says journalist as his.
Good. That
is there. There's the name.
He is hashtag EuroLeague.
Lubomirovic. Yeah, Mirjavic. Mirjavic.
Yeah, it's Mirjavic.
It's Mirjavic.
It's not Mirjavic.
Why?
Because there's no extra I. You're adding it. You're
Mirjavic.
It's Mirjavic.
There's an I.
Dude, you keep adding an extra I after the
okay,
I.
You're right.
I know I am.
Mirjavic.
I'm basically Serbian. Anyway, going over to Google Translate, this is the update that he tweeted out. It says, Nikola Jovic only took off his boots a few days ago and started doing something. He stays with doctors and will not go with us on the trip, but they will prepare him.
Okay.
So that's what
well
he
placed.
Said. That's what he said.
This is the dumbest moment in the show.
No, it's not, dude.
And that's saying a lot.
It's not the dumbest moment.
We've had some pretty dumb moments.
No, it's not the dumbest moments.
Leroy can't read. Dude, let me tell you something. I'm going to say it like this.
Should I get Marco on the show?
As a professional.
Yes.
I struggle when there's too many consonants together.
Should I get Marco on the show?
Does that make sense? I don't know which one's silent, which one isn't. Like, so, yeah, sorry. Floyd Mayweather read that better than Leroy. No.
Got to get water when you're in Miami.
Stay hydrated, champ. Got to stay hydrated.
Do you think Marco would come on the show?
Marco who?
Lubomirovic.
Wait, I see you smiling, J-Fig. You didn't take a stab at it.
I'm not even going to try because it'll become a whole clip for you guys, okay? No, I already got one already yesterday. Got
he's a podcast host, so he's a broadcaster.
Mm.
I don't know about it in English.
He can probably handle himself.
I bet he knows. The Serbians know English.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but can we understand it?
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of people that can speak English,
mm-hmm.
but that's if they're talking like... You know, the whole point of speaking is communicating. If you say, I know English, and nobody understands what you're saying, that is not communicating. Therefore, you do not speak English.
Did you just do a words mean words? The whole point of speaking is communicating? Yeah, I think so.
That wasn't the point of the conversation! What are you doing?
All this time, I thought I was just making sounds.
Sometimes when you talk, though, I do shut you off like peanuts. Womp, 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 womp. That's what I hear. Dan's intro music is
what's
certainly
wrong?
Not booty music.
I think he's been nailing it today.
It's not time for all that, Leroy. You should know.
You should know.
So,
Jennifer, the funniest thing Tobin was trying to tell me and Dan about bourbon chicken.
That's right.
Oh, nice. Okay. And what did you guys learn from Tobin?
Evidently, it started where we're from, and we've never heard of it.
The more you know.
Something about Bourbon Street. It has a bourbon flavor.
Yeah.
Now, does it have a
what
bourbon
if
like the whiskey?
This is all a lie. Yes. What if Google's lying to you guys?
Yes, I made bourbon
chicken. It's literally
chicken.
The opening
you
line.
You make it with bourbon.
It's literally the opening line of its Wikipedia.
I was going to say, what if
I know,
it tastes
but what
like
if
bourbon
Google
Street?
Is
no,
lying?
It just says you make like a, you use bourbon, but it's like a syrup that you make and cook it and reduce it, and it becomes like almost like a, you know.
You guys want
like a barbecue sauce, kind of.
You guys want to see a sweet interaction?
Sweet interaction?
Yeah, it's a sweet interaction.
Sure.
You guys familiar with Aaron Rodgers?
Yep.
What is this, Tahoe? Is this like the
Tahoe?
This is like the most famous celebrity tournament of the year.
Yes.
So this Jets fan runs into Aaron Rodgers, and he's very emotional. Very emotional fan. He wants Aaron Rodgers to just bring the Jets a Super Bowl.
I just want a Super Bowl, please.
That's so nice.
Grown ass man.
Wow.
Is that Trevor?
Yeah, he might be a grown man. He might have some issues.
He might. Yeah, we don't know. But he, Aaron Rodgers did say, like in the aftermath, he says we'll get a Super Bowl, or maybe he'll.
He's
buy
still
it.
Limping. Is that Aaron Rodgers with the hat on?
No.
Oh, okay.
Aaron Rodgers, well, that hat, yes.
Oh, because I thought that was Aaron Rodgers.
Not that.
I was like, wow, Aaron Rodgers, he could barely walk now. But then I was realizing that squeeze is a little bit.
Would have been something, though, if Aaron Rodgers did tell the fan, like, sorry, I'm running for vice president. I got to go.
Robert Kennedy Jr.'s calling.
I know. If you look back and say, my brother, you got to learn how to live with disappointment.
It's like, we have a Super Bowl of America that I'm going after.
Oh, my goodness. What is wrong with y'all?
Somebody says that's Vlad.
That's Vlad.
You think Vlad would cry if he met Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Well,
if they won the Super Bowl?
Oh, if they win the Super Bowl, yeah. I mean, I think everybody, I mean, Jets, Dolphins,
no.
anybody in this division that's not the rat bastard Patriots, any of them are going to cry.
I really thought I was going to cry when the Saints won the Super Bowl, and I didn't. I was surprised. Like, I wanted to, but I didn't. So I
didn't.
Know.
Like, I felt like, wow. Right? And I thought that I would feel differently because I played, but I was genuinely.
Like you were just
so
joyful?
Happy. Yes. Yes. I have a hard time crying when I'm happy.
Hmm.
Right? Like, there's no. Like, it's hard for me to distinguish, you know, like if I'm laughing and joking, right? I'm happy, right? If I stub my toe, I'll cry like a baby, right? Difference. I don't want, you know, like you'd have been so happy you cried? No.
Yes.
Not really. No.
I cried when Kayla.
Cheers and joy.
I cried when Kayla got back together with that cheating bastard Aaron on Love Island.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like, and now she cries about everything. I'm like, read what you saw. You knew what you're getting into.
Wait, she cries. No, listen.
Did you see that video I sent you on the chat?
I don't want damn crybabies. Everybody's playing the game, right? Then when you get your feelings hurt, because you haven't noticed all these front-running people doing all these Love Island shows. Mm-hmm. When they got it going on, right? Then they're always talking, but then as soon as they get, I didn't know. No.
Yeah. Well, it's been a tough week for Cordell Beckham, because Odell Beckham Jr.'s brother, because it appears that now he's going to be without Daya and Serena, because he got greedy. He wanted two. He brought them both breakfast, and now they both hate his guts.
Hmm.
Oh, so he wasn't trying to sell. He was
trying to play politics. He didn't just pick one, and so then Daya had enough of his act, and then, you know, I don't think Serena's going to take him back either. So it's a tough go.
So
we'll find out tonight. I believe tonight is someone's getting dropped from the island.
Hey, not for nothing.
What?
Like, wow, single on Love Island.
Mm-hmm. No man is an island, but you know,
it's tough.
Yeah,
this is a weird season, though. There's not many good couples. The only one strong couple is Kayla and Aaron. And, I mean, clearly Kayla's just stupid. She should leave him.
Okay.
No, he is. He's a rat cheat. I mean, like, I don't understand what she's doing. And then she cries, like, every time they show a video of him cheating on her. She's like, I can't believe this. Like, what did you think? He was going to tell you the truth?
How did you see the video so soon? Aren't they still there?
No, typically? No, they're back. They're back from Castlemore. Now they're showing videos every day. JFig. In fact, it's a two-part movie night.
That's
episode,
a thing?
Which is what? It's like one of the best parts of Love Island is Castlemore movie night. That's when they show you all the dirty things that they did at Castlemore. Out for
I thought
the open
that only
everybody.
Happened during like reunions
so wait,
or something.
Let me get this straight. So you have these people who go to the little love shack.
Yep.
They know they're getting filmed.
Yeah.
They still get into some dirt.
Yeah.
and then act shocked when it's on TV when they get back?
Here's what I would say.
Check this out. I know they got cameras everywhere.
Yep.
So what I would like to do and what I can do are two different things, because we don't want to seem like that couple. So let's figure out a way that we can go where we need to go while not looking like...
Well, guess what? You already got caught because you have a microphone on.
Well, that's the thing is, and
you got a microphone on.
I think the biggest thing though is that they lie about it when they come back, and it's like, well,
you can't lie.
You know,
like,
receipts.
How do you lie? You're being watched.
Right, go, no, this is what they do.
Being recorded.
We do that to each other.
Right.
Like, didn't you say? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, hold on. Let's see. Boop. Run it back.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, just run it back.
You're not thinking about it at the time, and then you'll figure it out when you get there.
You say it's editing.
But see, here's the problem.
Look, I know.
You still want to win.
Mm-hmm.
You still want to win, so you got to just figure out, right? Because here, there's two types of people. There's the guy who is just trying to just run up through everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's the other guy.
That's Miguel.
That ain't running up through nothing. But all the girls want, because he hasn't. You got to figure out where you want to be in that house. Now, I've never watched one episode, but I'm just telling
you. You sound like you do.
I'm just telling you, there's two types of dudes, right? The dude that's going to go in there and think he's a player.
Yep.
And he's just going to do what he got to do and whatever, right? And he's just going, don't care about feelings and nothing like that. I'm getting mine and whatever. That guy, yeah.
Then don't forget about the real snakes like Rob, you know, who like act like the nice guy, but they're really a scumbag.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep. Who's the guy, like, I would like to know,
mm-hmm.
in no shape or form in my life, do I ever want to come across the guy in the House of Dragons with the cane?
The sneaky guy?
Yeah.
That's Cordell. That's Kendall. Kendall's a sneak. He's a fake. He's a phony. He acts like he's a good boyfriend, but then he cheers on all his other friends to cheat on their girls. Like that guy's playing the game because he wants to win the 100 grand with his girl.
No, I'm talking about the dude from House of Dragons.
Yeah, yeah, but that is who he is basically. Like, he's a schemer. Like the
I
little,
don't know who Kendall
he's
is,
like
dude.
He's new Littlefinger.
Okay, yeah, but I don't know who Kendall is.
Well, I'm telling you who he is.
So, okay. How would you be if you were on Love Island, Tobin?
How would I be?
Yeah,
hard to say. I'm going to tell you how Toba would be. Toba would be roughshod through
everything. Causing trouble?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
They call me Honest Tobes.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I could lie.
I would see, first of all, I would never, right? First of all, I'm not going to talk trash with a mic on. Like, but I'll find ways to get my point across.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And I ain't shacking up with no video cameras. So I would appear to be very nice.
Oh, well, here's the thing, though. They get really horny on Love Island. And like, they
forget. That's why it's called Love Island.
Because here's what they do. They turn the lights out, right? But then they got night vision cameras. So they know what's going on under those sheets.
So they haven't figured out yet that they can see them?
Dude, they don't think clearly when they're horny and isolated. That's the genius of Love Island.
It's true.
And it's drinking? True. Do they drink?
Oh, yeah.
You do have a night in that. What's that room called again?
It's called The Hideaway, which they just opened for the first time. And wouldn't you know it, this...
Oh, so they have a hideaway where you can't... No cameras?
Oh, there's cameras.
there's a camera, but it's just you. They won't really show much.
It's just by yourself?
It's just you, the producers, in America. No, you're with your couple. They only... So whatever lady you're with.
Oh. Okay.
Or man.
So I'm... See, here's the other thing. Hmm. This is just me, right? We can't be playing musical chairs, right? I ain't about that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what happens with Liv.
If somebody.
All these people, I don't know.
Somebody who says, hey, I'm into you or whatever, we start, you know, kicking it and whatever, mm-hmm. right? And then she says, you know, I decided I want to be with Ted. Right.
Yep.
Right?
That happened this last episode.
Then I'm like, I'm out.
So, Miguel.
But I'm not going to go and.
I agree. I'm not going to entertain anything.
Yeah, well, here's what happened. No. So, Miguel.
Do you like me or not? Bye.
Miguel was with Leah, all right, who was with Rob. But then Rob went to live, and Leah freaked out on him. But then Leah voted off Andre, who's from down here in Miami. They voted her off, so Leah tried to make her way in on Rob, but Rob didn't trust her. So then all of a sudden, Liv and them, you thought they were going to be friendly, but then all of a sudden, Casamora, boom. So then there's a whole new crop of ladies. That again goes to Casamora.
They ship in a fresh
fresh batch.
Test
the relationship. So they send them over there.
I'm going to tell you what.
I'm
going to tell you what. Like when I came down here for college, right? I made an announcement.
Yep.
Say, all you girls in Michigan, y'all think y'all tens. When we get off that plane, you're going to be a five. So y'all better find you a man now.
About to half rate it.
Soon as we get off this plane,
yep,
and we start seeing all these Florida women, I can't help you.
So when
when you go to this show, you know this is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know they're going to send. So I don't understand.
Well, let me
and all these women aren't lookers.
No, they're all lookers.
Oh, come on.
I mean, they're all lookers.
Are they all lookers?
Yeah, they got to be.
Then that means the new batch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
everyone on Love Island is basically a model. Okay. They all look beautiful.
Okay. So, Leah.
So what show was I? Oh, The Mole. After, I was watching The Mole. We had some linebackers up in there. Ray Lewis was up in there.
Yeah, so Leah, after Rob mugged her off, then she goes to Miguel. He's a real man slut. He's already made out with, like, every chick on the island.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Like, you can't.
So, she ends up with Miguel, but then goes to Casamore. He goes to Casa Moore. He falls with, what was her name? I think Serenity, I think is her name. Something like that.
Serenity?
And yeah. So he gets with her, of course, because he's making out with everybody. And then Serenity comes back, and they break up immediately. He goes back to Leah, and Serenity now is talking to Kane, who was with Liv, but everybody dumps Liv. And he goes, I just don't feel a real romantic connection with you, Liv. And she's like, didgeridoo, no one loves me. And then, so he's with Serenity. She's Australian. And so, like, that's really where we're at right now, going into night two of movie night.
I'd
rather watch your version of Love Island than the one that's actually on TV right
now. Do you go into the voices?
All the time.
And she gets mad?
She loves it.
No, she doesn't.
I swear to God. We make fun of the Americans because they talk like the Brits. Like, there's this one, Nicole, she's with Kendall, and she doesn't know that he's playing the game. She's a little bit out to lunch. But she likes to use all the British terms, like she is British, but she's just from, like, I think Pennsylvania or something like that. She's like, I've been mugged off. I'm like, you're not from Manchester. Stop talking like that.
Wait, what does that even mean?
Mugged off is like you're into somebody, and they just kind of do a thing to blow you off. It's okay. Like, bah.
Okay.
Mugged off. When you cropped that guy out, you mugged him off.
I would have to say that was the worst.
Why?
Because he probably still thinks he took a picture with that group.
You believe this Jennifer, she mugged me off. Not even on Instagram anymore, love.
Toby Keith, the late Toby Keith. 14 years they
are decomposable. Oh, is this a country song or a country poem? Freddie Mac
kiss my. It's kind of like his deal. Like, he'd talk and then, like, he'd have a chorus. You know?
Technically, a song is a poem. Technically, a song can be a poem.
Yeah, but he's reading it to us.
Yeah.
Sam Hunt's into that. He likes to talk his songs and then, like, have a chorus.
I love when he talks his songs.
Whoa, all right.
Whoa.
Yeah. Not going to mug him off.
Nope.
This was Keyshawn Johnson yesterday. His family was the only one in the building for the performance that he had yesterday at Summer League. He'd posted this on their social media.
Keyshawn Showtime Johnson here. We just got the dub out here in the Bay Area. Got the Bay Area family in the back.
Put on a show.
Wow, there's nobody there.
That's my brother! Yeah!
Morning, Showtime.
That's my grandson.
It was great. He was the only guy with home court advantage yesterday.
Yep.
Had it all going for him. Cool showing from him yesterday. He was awesome. He is,
We here. Shout out to 305, man. The 510 came and turned up for the 305.
There you go. From Arizona.
Love that for him.
That's cool.
Arizona. and had a great performance.
Was it just only his family because those are the only people that went to the game, or were they only people allowed?
I think they were the only people allowed. They said at the start of the broadcast, said, no fans here, and then the announcer, St. Jean, whatever the hell the guy's name was, he was like, yeah, people, all of a sudden there's people behind the Heat bench. I think they're all here for Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. My mom came to some games in Michigan in a Rose Bowl. I had my godparents lived in Colorado. So they would come to a couple of games a year at Michigan. I think the most we played the Saints my rookie year. It was crazy. That was a lot of people.
That was cool.
Yeah. But I had so many people there that when I got my game check, it said zero to be continued on next check. So,
Man. Yeah,
I didn't make enough to cover the ticket price, the tickets.
A little bit of Heat news. This is from Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. He says the Heat has withdrawn its qualifying offers to Cole Swider and Alondis Williams. They are both now unrestricted free agents.
And they still playing Summer League?
They are still on the Summer League roster as for now, but they can now go to any team, without the Heat matching. The Heat are just under the second apron with 14 to 15 roster spots, so they cannot sign either one of them to a standard contract without going to the second apron. And they're two-way players they already have filled with Keyshawn Johnson, Zion Pullen, and then, strangely, Drew Smith, which is, like, sweet guy. Heat culture love him. I don't really understand because I don't think he's even all the way healthy. He's not in summer league, although he is, like, 27. So I don't really understand why there was a need to sign him, especially as opposed to Alondis Williams or Cole Swider, because both seem like they have a lot more upside than he does. I don't really understand it.
That's what you say.
That's what I say. I agree. You know, I agree. I'm saying that.
You can't give them credit for finding all the guys and then say, oh, because that's what I say. Like,
I'm a scout.
They must know something you don't.
I have eyeballs.
And also, if you're giving them credit, then maybe they know something you don't.
Maybe they do.
Okay.
But I don't get it.
You don't have to.
I don't get it.
You don't have
with
to.
With Drew Smith.
He has been in the league for a long time, right?
He has been in the Heat system for what feels like 7 years.
He has won the MVP like 3 times in G League.
I don't know. It feels like he's going to be like the next, like Briante Weber. I remember him being on the Sioux Falls Skyforce for what felt like 5 seasons. So, but he is on one of the Heat's two-way deals. Crazy. Gaffman says they need, what did he say, JFig?
They need stability,
not scoring. Alondis has to be a featured scorer. I understand, but like, did you see those moves that he put on Bronny yesterday, dude? I mean, he had a few nice assists, especially finding guys in the post. So I don't know. I like Alondis Williams. And Cole Swider is another one that doesn't make a lot of sense because the reason I'd have Cole, let's just say some trade comes up, right?
And then you got to trade Duncan.
Right.
You got Cole Swider. You think Cole Swider's going to be?
I don't think he's going to be. I didn't say that.
Hold on.
I didn't say that.
Hold on.
I didn't say that.
I am not. Do you understand?
I didn't say that.
This man got to 500 made threes in a career quicker than any NBA player ever. And you say we just going to find another one?
He shot like 47% of the G League last year. From three.
Do you understand what Duncan has done in his...
I'm not saying he's going to be Duncan Robinson. I'm just saying...
But you made it sound like we got...
But if you get rid of Duncan Robinson...
Get another intangible.
That's not fair. I didn't say that.
Stop making it sound... Stop trivializing what Duncan Robinson has been in the NBA. He's been one of the best three-point shooters to this point in his career ever.
But if you have to trade him, let's just say they trade him, like they're trying to like dump some money or whatever.
Michigan bias. No, it's not a Michigan bias. These are facts.
He does hate the Cuse.
Don't confuse the facts with how I feel about Michigan. These are facts.
Yeah, but one would say, I mean, there is a little bit of a Michigan edge there. Like you love your Duncan Robinson. I do too. I love the Dunk Yard Dog. I'm not saying I want him gone.
Hold on. He's also the same reason why you invented Fat Cat.
No, that's not true. He's not the reason I invented Fat Cat.
He certainly seemed to have a lot of pictures with his face on a fat cat.
Well, I mean, he had a lot of struggles after signing a $90 million contract. One had to wonder, was there fat cat-like tendencies? No, I think he...
I'm sorry, what?
It's a great photo.
What?
Wait, don't forget the money. He read it. Don't forget the money.
What?
He read it, did it again.
No. Wait, and then let's not forget
that. That was my favorite.
Wait, let's not forget this.
He looks like a drug dealer.
Hey, Duncan,
cat.
Let's podcast in more basketball. You remember those comments?
Well, in fairness to Duncan, that was J.J. Redick's fault. That wasn't him. He had this damn J.J. Redick in his ear.
And J.J.
Redick. No, this is, J.J., this isn't bit. This is dead ass serious. This J.J. Redick got in Duncan Robinson's ear, and he's like, you should podcast. You podcast. You should all be podcasters. We're all shooters and podcasters. And Duncan Robinson, he took his eye off the ball.
Okay.
He took his eye off the ball. Mm-hmm. And that's that happens. You know, sometimes fame and fortune.
Oh, Jason Sanders was OG fat cat.
That might be right. But fame and fortune, sometimes you have a lot of hangers-on who, like, come in your ear and, like, tell you the wrong things. And that's what I think happened with Duncan Robinson.
Can I please say this?
What?
You understand. You're calling somebody a fat cat when if they're great at what they do or 40%.
Okay. But
like, that's crazy.
But even he would admit that.
He's already a 6% failure to be great.
That's when he's his best. Duncan, our dog. I just see if I walk off before the end of the show.
Dude. Nobody's scared of Jimmy Neutron kicking their ass.
No, that's not true. Duncan Robinson has that dog in him. He definitely does.
You're not like that.
That might be, but coming from him, that might be one of the funniest lines in the history of
Duncan sports. Robinson has that dog in him. And I will not be told otherwise.
Okay.
How does he bark?
I don't want to do it anymore. Dude, South going to make fun of me. That's our show for today, everybody. Hope everybody has a great rest of your day. Stay safe out there. And we will talk to you rascals tomorrow. Toby Keith, the late Toby Keith. 14 years
they are decomposable. Oh, no. Is this a country song or a country poem?
It's kind of like his deal. Like, he'd talk and then, like, he'd have a chorus. You know?
Technically, a song is a poem. Technically, a song can be a poem.
Yeah, but he's reading it to us.
Yeah?
Sam Hunt's into that. He likes to talk his songs and then, like, have a chorus.
I love when he talks his songs.
Whoa, all right.
Whoa.
Yeah. Not going to mug him off.
Nope.
This was Keyshawn Johnson yesterday. His family was the only one in the building for the performance that he had yesterday at Summer League. He'd posted this on their social media.
Keyshawn Showtime Johnson here. We just got the dub out here in the Bay Area. Got the Bay Area family in the back.
You put on a show.
Wow, there's nobody there.
That's my brother! Yeah!
Morning, Showtime.
That's my grandson.
It was great. He was the only guy with home court advantage yesterday.
Yep.
Had it all going for him. Cool showing from him yesterday. He was awesome. He is,
We here. Shout out to 305, man. The 510 came and turned up for the 305.
There you go. From Arizona.
Love that for him.
That's cool.
Arizona. And had a great performance.
Was it just only his family because those are the only people that went to the game? Yeah. Or were they only people allowed?
I think they were the only people allowed. They said at the start of the broadcast, said, no fans here. And then the announcer, St. Jean, whatever the hell the guy's name was, he was like, yeah, people, all of a sudden there's people behind the Heat bench. I think they're all here for Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. My mom came to some games in Michigan in a Rose Bowl. I had my godparents lived in Colorado. So they would come to a couple of games a year at Michigan. I think the most we played the Saints my rookie year. It was crazy. That was a lot of people.
That was cool.
Yeah. But I had so many people there that when I got my game check, it said zero, to be continued on next check. So, yeah, I didn't make enough to cover the ticket price, the tickets.
A little bit of Heat news. This is from Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. He says the Heat has withdrawn its qualifying offers to Cole Swider and Alondis Williams. They are both now unrestricted free agents.
And they still play in Summer League?
They are still on the Summer League roster as for now, but they can now be they can now go to any team with, I guess, without the Heat matching. The Heat are just under the second apron with 14 to 15 roster spots, so they cannot sign either one of them to a standard contract without going to the second apron. And they're two-way players they already had filled with Keyshawn Johnson, Zion Pullen, and then, strangely, Drew Smith, which is, like, sweet guy. They must really like Drew Smith. They must, like, Heat culture love him. I don't really understand, because I don't think he's even all the way healthy. He's not in summer league, although he is, like, 27. So I don't really understand why there was a need to sign him, especially as opposed to Alondis Williams or Cole Swider, because both seem like they have a lot more upside than he does. I don't really understand it.
That's what you say.
That's what I say. I agree. You know, I agree. I'm saying that.
You can't give them credit for finding all the guys and then say, oh, because that's what I say. Like, clearly they must know something you don't.
Maybe, but I have eyeballs.
And also, if you're giving them credit, then maybe they know something you don't.
Maybe they do.
Okay.
But I don't get it.
You don't have to.
I don't get it.
You don't have
with
to.
With Drew Smith.
He has been in the league for a long time, right?
He has been in the Heat system for what feels like 7 years.
He has won the MVP like 3 times in G League.
I don't know. It feels like he's going to be like the next, like Briante Weber. I remember him being on the Sioux Falls Skyforce for what felt like 5 seasons. So, but he is on one of the Heat's two-way deals. Crazy. Gaffman says they need, what did he say, JFig?
They need stability,
not scoring. Alondis has to be a featured scorer. I understand, but like, did you see those moves that he put on Bronny yesterday, dude? I mean, he had a few nice assists, especially finding guys in the post. So I don't know. I like Alondis Williams. And Cole Swider is another one that doesn't make a lot of sense, because the reason I'd have Cole, let's just say some trade comes up, right?
And then you got to trade Duncan.
Right.
You got Cole Swider.
You got Cole Swider.
You think Cole Swider's going to be?
I don't think he's going to be. I didn't say that.
Hold on.
I didn't say that.
Hold on.
I didn't say that.
I am not. Do you understand?
I didn't say that.
This man got to 500 made threes in a career quicker than any NBA player ever. And you say we just going to find another one?
He shot like 47% of the G League last year. From three.
Do you understand what
times.
Duncan has done in his...
I'm not saying he's going to be Duncan Robinson. I'm just
but
saying...
But you made it sound like we got...
But if you get rid of Duncan Robinson...
Get another intangible.
That's not fair. That's not fair. I didn't say that.
Stop making it sound... Stop trivializing what Duncan Robinson has been in the NBA. He's been one of the best three-point shooters to this point in his career ever.
But if you have to trade him, let's just say they trade him, like they're trying to like dump some money or whatever.
Michigan bias. No, it's not a Michigan bias. These are facts.
He does hate the Cuse.
Don't confuse the facts with how I feel about Michigan.
I'm not.
These are facts.
Yeah, but one would say, I mean, there is a little bit of a Michigan edge there. Like you do, you love your Duncan Robinson. I do too. I love the Dunkyard dog. I'm not saying I want him gone.
He was, you know, the reason why, hold on. He's also the same reason why you invented Fat Cat.
No, that's not true. He's not the reason I invented Fat Cat.
He certainly seemed to have a lot of pictures with his face on a fat cat.
Well, I mean, he had a lot of struggles after signing a $90 million contract.
Hmm.
One had to wonder, was there Fat Cat-like tendencies? No, I think he...
I'm sorry, what?
It's a great photo.
What?
Wait, don't forget the money.
Heat Reddit.
Don't forget the money.
What?
Heat Reddit did it again.
No. Wait, and then let's not forget
that. That was my favorite.
Wait, let's not forget this.
He looks like a drug dealer.
Hey, Duncan,
cat.
Let's podcast in more basketball. You remember those comments?
Well, in fairness to Duncan, That was J.J. Redick's fault. That wasn't him. He had this damn J.J. Redick in his ear.
Everything goes back to J.J.
Redick. Oh, this is J.J. This isn't bit. This is dead ass serious. This J.J. Redick got in Duncan Robinson's ear, and he's like, oh, you should podcast. You podcast. You should all be podcasters. We're all shooters and podcasters. And Duncan Robinson, he took his eye off the ball.
Okay.
He took his eye off the ball. Mm-hmm. And that's that happens. You know, sometimes fame and fortune.
Jason Sanders was OG Fat Cat.
That might be right. But fame and fortune, sometimes you have a lot of hangers-on who, like, come in your ear and, like, tell you the wrong things. And that's what I think happened with Duncan Robinson.
Can I please say this?
What?
You understand. You're calling somebody a fat cat when if they're great at what they do or 40%.
Okay. But
like, that's crazy.
But even he would admit that.
He's already a 6% failure to be great.
That's when he's his best. Don't get a dog. Just see if he'll walk off before the end of the show.
Dude. Nobody's scared of Jimmy Neutron kicking their ass.
No, that's not true. Duncan Robinson has that dog in him. He definitely does.
You're not like that.
That might be, but coming from him, that might be one of the funniest lines in the history of
Duncan
sports.
Robinson has that dog in him. And I will not be told otherwise.
Okay.
How does he bark?
I don't want to do it anymore. Dude, South going to make fun of me. That's our show for today, everybody. Hope everybody has a great rest of your day. Stay safe out there. And we will talk to you rascals tomorrow.